they're facing one of the worst days of their life. And I always tell families that this is the bravest decision, one of the bravest decisions you'll make. And being able to read them. Grief is different in everyone. And you have to be able to walk into a room full of strangers. Pets are easy. You know, it's easy to make friends with a dog. Not always a cat, but easy with a dog. But you have to be able to read that family and know exactly what they need in that moment. And that's probably the biggest skill, is reading people.
What is it like when someone calls you?
So they call the support center. So we have veterinary care coordinators. They'll talk to them as long as they need to, talk about quality of life, how is the pet doing at home, how are they doing at home, and then they are the ones who schedule that appointment for us.
And then when you go to the family's home, what happens?
It's a little different in the current world, unfortunately. My first thing was always to give them a hug. I try to avoid contact now, so I just acknowledge their grief and how hard the day is. And we go meet the pet and kind of discuss how the last few days been. Families really need validation that they're making the best decision for them and their pet. So we talk for a few minutes, kind of prepare them for the process. I know every doctor within Lap of Love operates in a similar fashion, but for me, I tell them the entire process, beginning to end. This is what we'll expect. And that way, once we start that process, they can focus on their pet, and there's not a lot of talking over their pet. Usually, they're ready as soon as I get there. That anticipation is terrible. So it's not, you know, an hour long and then, okay, now we're going to go ahead and proceed with that euthanasia. They're usually, they've watched their pet suffer, and they're ready to move on. So I walk in, and it's usually pretty quick that I get that pain control on board for that pet so we can see them take a deep breath and relax.
How do you handle all of this? This is a lot of emotion.
This is probably one of the hardest questions I get asked, because if I say, I don't carry it home with me, it's actually a little easier because it is a stranger. It's not a pet that I've taken care of for 10 years and have a relationship with. So I'm able to kind of emotionally disconnect myself and say, I'm a doctor. I'm here to be a doctor. It's harder to be in a clinical setting and tell a family, we really need to make the decision today to let your pet rest. We need to consider euthanasia. And to spin that pet out the door knowing that they're suffering and knowing that I can't do anything to help them. I don't want to say it's an easy job, because clearly death is not easy. It's a very humbling job, and I'm honored every day to do it. And the families are amazing, and they're just so genuinely appreciative.
Well, Dr. Mary, thank you for the work that you do, and thank you for sharing with us.
Yeah, absolutely. As I said, it's an honor. It really is.